Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild Tuesday. Yes, our September topic game is about to begin, and it's going to begin right now. Every time you hear the word moon, as they say in the stand, M-O-O-N spells moon, count that every time it's said, no matter who is saying it on this particular show tonight. The one that gets the closest to the correct answer or the first one with the exact correct answer wins a beautiful prize. Chris, you want to tell them what that wonderful prize is from Blue Moon Treasures?
Sure. We are going to give out from Blue Moon Treasures a crystal necklace. It's actually kind of a nice looking little necklace. I shouldn't say little. It's just a crystal hanging around your neck, but it's kind of shaped like a crescent-shaped moon. I kind of like that, but that's going to be the prize.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. And in addition, we'll also have runner-up prizes. Those who get the correct answer, if there's more than one, the people that also get a correct answer will win three of My Music digital downloads. And I can either send them to you through Facebook messaging or you can give me your email and I'll send them to you that way. That's right, free musical digital downloads you can put on your MP3 player, iPod, or just leave them on your computer or copy them to a CD and have fun with them. But anyway, we've got all this talk about the moon going on tonight. That's right, I said that word, so count it. We have amazing things going on with the moon right now, all through September. The harvest full moon comes up on the 8th. And I can remember way back in 2010 it was that I actually joined in a global harvest moon meditation. This is the wildest thing you ever heard. The moon was coming up in the east, the sun was going down in the west, and I stood outside and I looked up at the moon with probably thousands of other people across the planet. And I saw what looked like a white glow all the way around, sort of like the moon had an aura. And we were sending our intention to the moon, to those that live up there, because there are beings up there that are not from this earth and they're not necessarily physical. We were looking up there and asking them to help us, to assist us with keeping peace on the planet, to help heal the planet from all of the danger and cataclysm that mankind has brought. We were asking for their assistance, their love, their guidance, come to us in dreams, come to us in our visual reality, speak to us at night through our ears or through telepathy. We were asking for help, and we were letting them know that they were welcome here and that we send them love and wish peace. About 15 minutes into this meditation, I just happened to notice something shooting off the top of the moon, and they were spaceships. It was very hard to see them. I didn't have my camera with me, and I wish I had. But the white aura spread even wider. It grew really, really intense. And the ships left and went up. So I can only imagine that they were like, oh, we better pass the word along to everybody that's not hanging out on the moon tonight. Let them know some of the earthlings want our help. How cool is that? But it was just a beautiful and amazing thing to see. Have you ever had any interesting moon experiences, Chris?
Well, I Is that the music going? Okay. Are you hearing that?
Oh, I'll take care of that. I think I know what it is.
No.
It's not anything weird going on with Blog Talk.
Are your aliens coming down? Right.
They
oh
might
God.
Be. Let me go tell them to kind of turn it down a little. You go ahead and share your experiences.
I follow the moon a lot because I dream a lot, and my dreams kind of seem to revolve around the moon. And I dream the most when I'm coming up to full moon. And I have a lot of dreams on the full moon when it is in the full moon, and then it kind of tones down. It tones down right after the full moon. The dreams kind of drop off, and then they'll gradually start growing as I move towards another full moon. But I think the moon plays a vital role with I myself have been in quantum physics and in energy, just everything's made of energy and magnetic electromagnetic fields being passed around in the universe and resonating with everybody. And the way the planets rotate around each other and they're in that gravitational field, and the way those electromagnetic waves are moving through the universe and stuff, the moon definitely plays a real role in between getting in between us and the sun. The sun is like actually throwing solar flares at the earth and, kind of throwing it. Sometimes we'll have real interruptions in our cell phone communications and stuff just because of what the sun's just doing, throwing at the earth. So I think that, the moon plays a real vital role in, in my life, music is something in my life and in kind of helping me understand my, what's going on with my life and my dreams, certainly. But I'll pass it back to you, Linda. The music, yes, I feel like I'm on. Are they getting ready to abduct me?
Well, do you remember old AM and FM radio stations?
Yeah.
Okay, what I think might be happening is we do have beings that live up there on the moon, or at least they kind of hang out. I call the moon an extraterrestrial truck stop of sorts. And there has been a television show on Sci-Fi Channel recently, and you can watch for it to come up again. It's called Aliens on the Moon. It's a 2-hour documentary of all of the things that NASA and other government agencies have covered up, all of the structures. I mean, it almost looks like complete cities, and some of them are near craters, and they've got, like, water pipelines or something going through the buildings there. They have actual photographs of all this. Also, NASA has covered up on various moon landing photographs starships that are in the sky. They've blacked them out so the public doesn't see them. It's just a fascinating thing to watch the aliens on the moon. The only thing I wasn't really sure about in that program was they showed a so-called alien that they found that was dead, I guess, and tried to revive it or something. I personally think that one was faked, but all of the rest of it really resonated with me. I felt very strongly that there was something going on up on the moon, and I'm not at all surprised, because that's a nice, safe place to watch us from, to launch ships from, because it will keep them close by, and they can get in there and do what they need to do for healing or whatever contact they need to make, and then head back. It's kind of a nice little bed and breakfast, if you will. I think the moon, the question being the male or female, most of the ones that I have met in the ETs that do come and hang out on the moon are males. But we have all month to decide that, right, Chris?
Exactly. Really, as I was kind of looking around, at the information I was looking at, a lot of different cultures, and we'll have all month to discuss that, you're right, a lot of different, even within the same culture, they'll have different beliefs about, about that, is it male or female, and so, but that is fascinating. I wondered about that myself, about what you were talking about when the moon, the dark side of the moon, you know, aliens could be coming and doing all kinds of stuff on the dark side of the moon that we aren't seeing. Then when it rotates around to where we can see that light side, you know, we really aren't seeing them, but they're up there looking at us and doing whatever. So I've wondered about that myself, and that's very interesting, Linda, that you shared that.
Jay, are you still hearing that music?
Yes.
I think it's cool that they're...
It kind of fits with the program.
I think it is so cool they are doing that. Oh, I love it. You're getting AM, FM radio from the moon. I love it.
I know.
Anyway, call 773-897-6461. Talk to us about the moon. We'd love to hear what you have to say in a little bit into the show. I will share an amazing legend that Lori C. shared with me last night. But for right now, shall we take that first caller and see what they would like to talk about? Okay.
Sure.
Area code 631. Hi.
Hi, this is Suzanne. How are you?
Hi, Suzanne. What can we do for you?
Well, I have kind of two questions. I was supposed to get two jobs on interviews. I didn't get them. I'm going back to my old job. Do you see me getting more hours there, or will I get a babysitting job that I'm applying for Thursday and then keep this job? What do you see?
Let's see what my moon friends have to share on that one tonight. Okay, I'm seeing that you're returning to this old job is actually giving you a piece of security because
yeah.
You're telling me that whatever you would be doing in the new job would be sort of unsettling and you really need the peace and stability in your life right now, not a time when you should be taking on things that are unfamiliar. Does that
okay, I'm
resonate?
Going for a babysitting job for after the job because it's, do you see me getting that? Do you see me getting more hours where I'm working now, the old school I'm returning to?
Okay, they're showing me with actually you working with children and you being very resonant with the children. They're telling me that you have a lot of intuitive ability and a lot of knowledge you can help children with. It looks like you're going to be doing more time with that than you are with the other job, if that makes sense.
I'm sorry, what it is that I'm working 3 hours. I was hoping to get more hours.
Well,
I have to try to babysit, but I don't know if they're going to give me more hours at the school I'm working at now so I don't have to babysit.
Okay, so if you're working at school, this children thing might pertain to that, and you're working more with the children. So that sounds like it would be more hours.
Oh, so maybe I'll find out
if
you I'm going to get more hours?
It looks that way from right now. Because
okay.
It looks like you're meant to be working with children, with teaching.
Yeah, that's what I would have been doing with the other schools, but it just didn't work out. So I just need more hours. Is what I only get 3 hours. I need like 5 to 6 hours.
Well, Chris, what do you have?
Well, could I ask a question first? Do you enjoy your job? Do you like your job?
Yes.
Okay, well, then that makes sense because with what Linda just said, because I pulled 3 cards on you. The first card is the heart chakra card, and which would indicate to me that you're moving in a direction that's going to be, you know, something you enjoy, something you love. It's going to be coming from your heart. And the second card was a balance card, which would indicate it's going to be something that's coming into your life to create balance. So I'm feeling like you're probably going to get I'm feeling you're going to get more hours. And the last card was Love Begins. So I'm seeing children with that card. And my guides are showing me children. And I resonate with what Linda said, that, yes, I think they're going to be giving you more hours at your school, and you'll be working, you know, you'll be experiencing more of that heart chakra love with your job.
Can I ask real quick about, do you see a boyfriend? I'm going on dates.
To be honest, we're only going to be doing one question because
okay.
We have so many callers in queue. But I invite you to call back into future shows and then one of our psychics can answer that question for you. But in the meantime, use your own intuition and try to attract to you what it is you want. Okay, Suzanne?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, and keep looking to the moon tonight. The moon energies are very loving.
Thanks,
Suzanne.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Suzanne. Bye.
Bye.
I'm going to go ahead and share that story that Lori C. shared last night. She was talking about the sun once asked the moon to marry it, but the moon wanted a present, and I hope I'm getting this right, but the moon wanted presents, you know, show true love. So the sun made all these different robes and all these different sizes for the moon. And even though the moon has yet to say yes, he said no so far, she's still trying on those robes, a different one every night. So when you look up in the night sky, right now she's wearing one that only covers half of her. So you'll only see the half moon that's actually starting to go into the waxing period towards the full moon. Sometimes the robe will just be a bit of a sliver, and you'll see the rest of the moon. Sometimes the robe will completely cover her, and that's when you see the new moon. So every night she tries on a different size of robe. Isn't that interesting?
That is. That is very interesting. So you believe the moon's feminine, huh?
Lori, she's legend us.
Okay. Oh. I actually believe if someone was to ask me that, I believe, now I don't want to say I believe, but I believe our whole life is just a bunch of stories people have told us, and the ones we choose to believe is what our reality is. But when I look at the sun and I look at the moon, I see the moon is a very powerful, throwing energy, just kind of powerful thing coming at us, and it's in the daytime as we move through our jobs and our lives, and we're constructing and building and doing things. And then when we go to sleep, when the sun goes down and we go into the nighttime, we go to the sleep, it's kind of a nurturing kind of it's a nurturing, helping us understand ourselves. We go to sleep and have dreams, and our guides and the angels and spiritual essences, whatever we go to get knowledge, kind of come to us and nurture us. So I feel the moon is feminine myself, but I will play the devil's advocate at times.
Well, good.
There's a lot of other societies that believe. I mean, Germany, Japan. There's a lot of people that, you know, they believe that the moon is male. So, and in the ancient cultures, especially, I think I was reading that the Egyptians thought, you know, there were certain ancients in the Egyptians that felt like the moon was male. So, but a lot of those too thought that the moon was male and that the sun was female. So. Female energy. So,
Here's another way to look at it, too. The moon controls the flow of water on this planet. Would that be a duty of a mother or the duty of a father to make sure the water gets to where it needs to go when it needs to be there? That's something to ponder.
Exactly. Well, water's very, I myself am a water sign, and water's a very nurturing, you know, very emoting, you know, sign. So that's very interesting. Yeah, that would be a female trait, nurture.
Well, so. I'm a Capricorn. I'm an earth sign, so I'm cool with it as long as you don't flood me out.
Oh, wow, water your plants, you know.
Yeah.
A healthy garden.
Really?
Oh,
well, I just want to tell everybody, too, thank you for listening in, and be sure to get in on the contest. The contest is, how many times does the word moon appear on this episode? The closest one to it wins the big prize. And Chris, go ahead and tell them about that big prize.
Well, the big prize is a crystal necklace, and it's shaped like a little crescent, like the moon. And it's from Blue Moon Treasures, who's one of our promoters tonight. And so we'll be contact with, you know, Linda, did you know where they need to play, you know, post their answers?
Sure. If you're not already a member of the Real Psychics Gone Wild group on Facebook, you can go to Facebook. And that address is www.facebook.com/groups/wild psychics. I have pinned a topic in there that says put your answers here, and you have until noon Eastern time. The one that's right on the number as to how many, and I will be listening to this in the archive personally and counting all of those moons, can definitely put your answer in there, and the one with the correct answer gets it first, gets the big prize, the crescent moon crystal, and all those that come in closest after that, the runners-up, there will be, I'm going to give out 3 runner-up prizes, will get digital downloads from my album, Other Worlds. So be sure to get in for that. We'd love to have you in Real Psychics Gone Wild. We've got a great group going over there. You'll have lots of fun. All right. Yeah. Also, schedule your own personal one-on-one reading time with the psychic of your choice. Go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. Click over on the left. Check out all the people that we have there. Also listen to all the shows Monday through Friday and see who resonates with you and take that time to schedule that personal one-on-one reading time. Everyone's contact information is listed right there on the site. If you have any comments you'd like to make about the show or questions you'd like to ask that aren't answered on the show, you can use the Contact Us link to ask those questions. Just fill in the form and submit. This is also a great place to enter for other prizes that we offer on the shows. So with that, shall we go on to our next caller?
Yes.
All righty. 954, hello. You're on Psychic Gone Wild.
Yes, hi. How are you?
How are you? What can we do for you?
I'm good. I just wanted to also ask a similar question about, your first caller. I was just wondering if you see me getting a new job within the next couple of months, or will it take longer than that? Or
okay, could I get your name, please?
Sharon. I'm sorry. My name is Sharon.
Oh, hi, Sharon. I'm showing here that you've been looking for quite a while, actually. Does that resonate with you?
I've been looking on and off, for a little while.
Because their first card they're showing me is a woman who is very vigilant and checking out all possible opportunities. And that doesn't just mean the job itself, but maybe even other career choices. So I don't know if you're planning on perhaps adding to your education, but they're showing me that now would be a good time if you choose to do that in order to get something that you really want to do. I'm also seeing 2 different locations from where you've been looking coming up as possibilities in your future, because they're showing me 2 different ships. One is actually going to the west of you and one is going to the south. So I don't know where you live or anything, but it appears that there are other opportunities coming up that are not right where you are physically right now. Does that resonate?
I don't know. I mean, I'm looking into other opportunities, but
you're looking
they
farther
haven't
away
come
from
up
home?
Yet. But I'm definitely looking at for a change of, to further my education and a change of venue. But in the meantime, I mean, I'm looking in the field that I'm in. So I'm hoping to switch gears with this job, and I'm just sort of frustrated. So I was wondering, how long it might take for me to, get out of this job, because it's just, too much already.
Well, my ET people aren't real good with linear time, but generally when they tell me something or show me something, it's showing it as a more immediate probable reality is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's saying that at this point right now that you're calling in, that it looks like it's positive for you to look for furthering your education and also looking for employment that's either to the west, south. They could even mean southwest by combining the 2 cards. But I'm going to see what Chris has to say.
Yes, I gosh, Linda, I'm resonating with what you said, and I've pulled kind of some confusing cards here a little bit, but the middle card is truth, one, and then victory and success. But the first card was kind of the temptation card, like there might be something going on in your life that's kind of disrupting your looking or something. I mean, have you been looking diligently? And
yeah, I mean, I've been looking. I've been, you know, I mean, I'm working all the time, so I really don't have the time to. But I've been putting out my resumes, and I've just been trying to really, you know, look and network and speak to people, and you know, so basically that's what I've been trying to do.
Okay, then that card. See, sometimes I pull cards, and that's. I was looking at it going, is that the right card? I pulled another card, and it's the hope card, so that makes more sense. Yeah, I think there's hope there, and I think you're going to find what you want. And actually, the last card I pulled was the disruption card, and which means that so you have a job and you're looking for another job.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. So this that would make sense that there's the hope card, the victory and success, that you'll find that job, but it's going to come from kind of a disruption in the job that you're at now, which is good. It'll kind of disrupt that you know, the disruption will kind of motivate you more to go look, but it will kind of be a transition. It'll be a added factor to that transition. I don't know if that resonating with you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Absolutely.
You were talking, and the fact that you're looking for a job is telling me that, you know, you're not really exactly happy maybe with the job you have. So the disruption card is just maybe about that job. And the first two cards are, you know, the hope and victory and success are that, yes, you're going to find a job. And Michael just told me 3 months. I don't
know. Oh, okay. Well, I know that there has been a series of incidences at that job that has just, you know, given me even further fuel to, you know, to go. But now it's a matter of my sanity, so I think it's really important that I leave as quickly as possible.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly. That's what that's
to the point of, like, I don't even want to. I hope it's next week or tomorrow. I mean, but, you know, I will see when it comes. It comes. You know, I guess whenever it's meant to be, it will be. You know, but
Michael's saying in the next 3 months, and that disruption card's going to push you to do that. So I'd say that's what's going on.
Well, start mentally packing up, Sharon.
Yeah. Well, thank
three
you
months,
so much.
Three moons.
I just have to hang on and I guess do another moonwalk. I don't know.
All right, moonwalk through the halls.
right. I know. Well, I thank you so much for your insights. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Have
Sharon.
A nice.
Okay.
Have a good. Thank you.
You too. You know, the word month actually comes from moon. That's what's so amazing about this. Yes, actually comes from moon. And traditionally, a month is actually 28 days. It wasn't until we started messing with the calendar that we started adding 30 here, 31 there, you know. And it's Stonehenge. I've always known this. Stonehenge is a huge calendar and a clock. If you look at the various portals that are created by where the spaces in the stones are, those line up with the sun and the moon. They are the calendar that the Druids used. So they had an ongoing perpetual calendar. They didn't have to, you know, recycle paper or anything. It was all just right there, and it was forever, and it still is. Isn't that amazing?
That's That is. And that makes sense. That makes sense.
Well, I'm going to – this is an odd caller we've got here. It doesn't have numbers on it like most of them do. It's got these really weird symbols. I can't figure out what it is, but I'm going to try to bring it online here. Hello, you're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, this is the moon talking to you. Everyone thinks I am over Miami, but most times I am right over Tampa, shining down on Blue Moon Treasures, one of my favorite metaphysical shops in all of your world. Blue Moon Treasures is a special metaphysical shop, providing hand-blended healing oils, semi-precious gems, crystals, handcrafted Native American products, jewelry, totems, curly and photography, and a never-ending flux of genuine stones and wands from around the world. How can you find this delightful place? Point your browser to www.jethrosmith.net and click on the Metaphysical Shop. They always have great specials at competitive prices, with a very specialized, tailored, just-for-you line of products. Blue Moon Treasures happily sponsors Psychics Gone Wild, and you know what? September is Moon Month. So enjoy the topics and put in for your chance to win some great prizes from Blue Moon Treasures of Tampa. The question this month is, am I a boy or am I a girl? I'll never tell. See you tonight up in the sky.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Well, thanks, Moon, for calling in. That was really nice of it, huh?
Yes. We are definitely having an alien show tonight. Okay.
Oh, we are.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, AM, FM, and PM all in one.
I know. Okay.
Hey, everybody, be sure to join up with our one wonderful, fun group we've got over there on Facebook. That's facebook.com/groups/wildpsychics. We are very wild this month, aren't we, Chris?
We're wild tonight. We're going to space.
Oh, we are. Either that or space is coming to us.
Yeah, maybe both.
Don't forget our contest tonight. How many times did you hear the word moon here on the show? The one that gets closest to it, yep, that's right, the one that gets right on it is going to be the first prize winner, and if you get the count off a little bit, the one that gets closest to it wins a beautiful, beautiful crescent moon crystal from Blue Moon Treasures. So definitely count those moons. I know there's only one, but count the ones that are in the episode. Oh, yeah, this is so much fun. Be sure to post your answer over there on the Real Psychics Gone Wild group, and the one I will be tying it off at noon Eastern time tomorrow, so I will let you know who the one winner is. The ones that come in second, third, and fourth place will win some free digital downloads from me, Linda Irwin, from my album, Other Worlds. So let's get on to the next caller, shall we?
Go ahead.
All right. Hi, 856, you got a moon story or a question?
I have a question. Hi, Chris. Hi, Linda. My name is
Hi.
Laura.
Okay,
Hi.
Laura. Hello.
I'm good. I was wondering, I'm also looking for a job, a career change, and I was wondering if you see me getting another job.
It's actually showing me that the job you're in right now or recently left had some difficult male personality there. And I'm also seeing, too, that there was somebody that's a good contact for you for getting another job that's a male that's someone that you did get along with or do get along with. And the next job that they seem to be showing me has to do with something along the light worker path, doing something that helps people in a positive light. Does that resonate with you at all?
Yeah, that definitely that definitely resonates with me.
Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out. I do Reiki on the side, but that's not what I'm planning on doing for my career change. I've been applying for professional jobs, and that's what I was hoping you were going to tell me I was going to get a professional job.
There are a lot of professional jobs that can be very helpful to people. I can't begin to name them all, but Chris, maybe you have some information.
Well, the three cards I pulled were Prosperity Begins, and then the second card is Heartache and Loss. I'm looking at that going, I wonder what about that. But the third card is Choose Wisely. So I'm getting I'm getting the Prosperity Begins, which, I think you're going to get that, you know, a job. Obviously, it sounds like you need more money. And Michael's kind of nod his head going, yes. But the Choose Wisely card is it looks like there's going to be some jobs that are going to come up, and you need to look at them closely and, choose wisely, research them. And, look the companies up on the Internet and see what they're all about and do some research on them before you go and work there. And I think this heartache and loss is just possibly, is it disturbing to you that you can't make it? Are you not making enough money doing the Reiki and that's just disturbing to you?
No. The Reiki stuff, I just do that on the side. I don't even charge for that. That's not even an issue for me, but I guess I'm more upset because of the situation I find myself in, because I feel that I should have progressed much further in my career at this point. And I'm in an apartment, and I'm not happy, and I want to be able to purchase a home, and can't do that until I get the job. So that's what the heartache is all about.
Yeah, that's what that's about. And Michael's up there going, yes. And he's going, Michael's telling me, he goes, get out there and try harder. And I don't know how much you've been looking, but that Prosperity Begins is a card that's there. And he's telling me, he's going, if you get out there and really look, you can find it. And when you do, you might even find a couple. Choose wisely what you're going to do, or else you'll get into a heartache and loss position again.
None of the jobs I've applied to are the ones that I'm going to get an offer on. Sounds like that's what he's saying.
Well, that's a tough. Go ahead. Did you want to say something, Linda?
Well, I was just going to say that whichever ones you've applied to, if they're more helpful to mankind in general, animals or something in nature, those are going to be the ones that you're more likely to get because they're more aligned with who you are. Sometimes the universe will block us from taking a job that's going to be harmful because we don't want that in our karma. So I would, as I said before, the type of job that you're getting into, the company itself, I mean, what are their morals and standards?
Well, the one that I'm interested in is with a foundation that does a lot of charity work for children.
That's the kind you should be getting into, yes.
Exactly.
That's the one I was hoping that I get. Okay, so we'll see how that
goes. Yeah, I'm seeing the Prosperity Begins, so I think one of the last jobs I applied for, it took them 3 months to get back to me. So, it can take a little bit sometimes these days for people to get back to you.
Oh, they're not telling you 3 months, are they?
No, they're not. No, I'm not saying it's going to take 3 months. As a matter of fact, I'm feeling like it'll be a little quicker. But I'm just saying that some people these days take a whole bunch of resumes, and when they go to hire, sometimes they'll hang on to them for a long time, and it don't call you back in the next week. It might might take a couple weeks, a month, or something like that. But I'm feeling like you're going to get the job, and we probably should go ahead and move on. Do you think?
Thank you.
Yeah, Laura, just keep positive and keep attracting to you and keep trying for what it is that's going to be good for your karma, and just hang in there, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks,
Laura.
Thanks.
Bye. Okay, should we sneak another caller in before we go on and on about the moon?
The moon. Oh my gosh! Talk about the moon.
When
the moon,
the moon hits
support.
Your eye like a big pizza pie, that's psychic's gone wild.
I know. Let's talk more about the moon. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, Linda. You can.
All right.
Talk.
Let's bring on 805. You're live on Psychic's Gone Wild.
Hi, my name is Donna. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. Yeah, I have a question. I was on the internet. I met this one man named Donald. He has a house here where I live as well as in Washington State. And he's bringing a friend of his who's a retired lawyer. And I wanted to know if, I'm going to meet both of them. Will I, have anything going on with either one of them? One of them, perhaps?
Yeah, I'm actually seeing the ship coming in for you, and that's the white rescue ship. And what the white rescue ship means is that an end to a situation that's been unpleasant with you and the starting of something new. And I'm also seeing something that has to do with 20 years. So I don't know if 20 years is how long this person has known the person they're bringing in or what,
oh.
But it's a very positive sign. And the last card that I'm seeing for you is that you have taken command of your life and continue to mm-hmm. move forward in command of your own situations and know what mm-hmm. you want and what you don't. So look at this as an adventure, okay? But always keep your intuition.
Who do you see, maybe, Donald or his friend, the retired attorney?
I think Donald and his friend have probably known each other for 20 years, and if that's the case,
then
the friend.
Do you see me being with one of them? Will I be in a relationship with one of them?
It's a possibility. It's a strong possibility. If this friend has known Donald for 20 years, then that's a possibility.
Yes, I think he has known him a long time.
Oh, wow. Well, keep your eyes open and, do as your intuition tells you, and it can work out. It really can. Chris?
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm right there in the boat with you, Linda. I pulled the fulfillment of wishes for the last card, and I pulled the third eye chakra card too. So that says to me, do you feel like you have any spiritual gifts or anything?
I do. Yes, I can see and hear the spirits.
Okay, then you will be able to see. You'll know, your body will tell you, your third eye will let you know which one. And honestly, I'm feeling like it's the friend, but
I like that.
Yeah, and Michael's kind of smiling about that. If the one person that's coming in has known the other person for 20 years, then then the friend. When Linda was talking about had he known him for 20 years, that really resonated with me. That the friend was probably the one. So that's what I'm picking up.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
Yes, it's exciting.
Oh, it's going to be an adventure.
I know.
A moonlight picnic when you get all together, huh?
Oh, that's a good idea, on the beach, with the moon.
Yeah,
a
moonlight on the beach, a picnic, and a bonfire if they let you have it.
Yeah, okay, wonderful. Well, good. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, we've got 15 minutes left here. That's
really?
One quarter. Yeah, that's
well,
it. That's
I'm
one quarter. One quarter of a moon, only it's a half moon tonight, but that's okay. But, yeah, anybody ever notice that waxing and waning? I've always had to wonder about those phases of the moon. When it's coming into full moon from new moon, it's waxing. The waning part makes sense to me, but the waxing part doesn't, unless you're talking about it shining like when you wax a floor. You think so?
I'm bewildered by that question. I'll have to look it up and research it.
Oh, definitely. I was thinking along the lines of, again, with the feminine aspect of when we wax, we're actually removing hair. So I would think waxing would be that you're removing parts of the moon from view, but I don't know.
I don't know. Gosh, I think I'm getting abducted here with this music. Oh, gosh.
Well, these are all things we're giving you to ponder about, some things to think about the moon, because September is Moon Month, and we're thanking Blue Moon Treasures for sponsoring us and having so much moon fun. That doesn't mean you have to go out and get moonshine now, but you can get moon pies while you're wearing your moon boots.
Yes, just moon away.
All right. Well, should we take another caller?
Oh, excellent, yes.
All right.
Okay,
area
let's
code 661. I think this is a Skype number or a blocked number. If I put you on live, you should have heard me say unmute. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I hear you.
Hi there. I'm a Skype caller.
Okay. What's your name?
Hi there. My name's Sandra.
Sandra, are you the Sandra in the chat room?
I am.
All right.
Whoa.
You know, I'm so thrilled that you are in the chat room and listening and calling in. Because you know what? You won. Just by being in the chat room and calling in, you won some of my digital downloads. How does that sound?
Awesome.
You like music?
Awesome. Yes, I love music.
Cool. Yeah. Okay, are you in the Real Psychics Gone Wild group?
No. No.
Okay, are you on Facebook?
Yeah, I am. I actually know Jethro. I know Jethro.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, tell
but
you
I
what.
But I haven't talked to him for ages.
Ah. Well, tell you what. Why don't you message him? Let him know that Linda said and the moon said that you want some digital downloads, and then he can connect us up and I can send them to you.
Thanks, Linda. No, I appreciate that. Digital downloads.
No problem. So what can we do for you?
Well, it's funny because, you know, you're talking about the moons, and I have another friend who said I'm supposed to be connecting more with the moons. And I am a healer. And I'm not sure how it interfaces with what I am doing. And I guess I just really would like some information as to what you have to say.
You have a light
need.
Being from outer space that actually comes and visits you right where you live. And they often appear to you at night, and it's during the times when you're most troubled about something. You will be very anxious and not sure how something is going to happen. And then as you're getting ready to go to sleep, they're showing me that this light appears. It's almost like a light yellowish white. It's very quick. And that is one of the star beings that is watching over you right now. They're trying to work with you. And they're communicating to you through your dream time. Does that resonate?
Not sure about that. I know I had encounters when I was a child. I don't think it's the same ones.
It doesn't have to be. The ones I started out with when I was 8 years old, I've got a whole bunch of new ones now.
Okay. Well, that makes sense to me. Yes. Okay. That makes sense to me, Linda. Yes.
Were you about 8 when yours started?
Well, Yeah, I think I was, actually.
Yeah, see, that's the average age that we get started on this. But they stay with us our whole lives. They may seem to disappear because they know we've got a path in the physical world that we've got to take care of and learn all kinds of stuff. And then they come back to us when we're ready, sort of when we've graduated high school and we're ready to go on to college is usually when they start to come back to us. So it's filtering slowly, but now it's very intense. The last few years it's been a lot of activity for a lot of us.
Okay. Well, what actually got me when I was 8 was not exactly, wasn't really the star beings. I don't, my sense is that I, you know, was pretty traumatized, but unfortunately. And I mean, I know that there's, you know, thank God there are the other beings that have been there to save me.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I had didn't have exactly, you know, I mean, I definitely did have encounters as a child. And yeah, so I'm very happy for the ones that are here for our highest and greatest good.
Well, that's the ones that are in contact with you now.
Yes, I
and as you're getting ready to fall asleep, sometimes you'll see a quick flicker of light or hear something or feel someone touching you very gently. That can be human spirit that has crossed over, but a lot of times it is the star family, and the reason why I say it is for you is because they showed me that card with your reading.
Ah, awesome. So is
Chris,
there anything that they want me to do with my healing?
I'm going to let Chris answer that one.
Okay.
So your original question was you're wanting to move into healing and doing something with your healing?
No, I am a healer. Yes.
So you are a healer. Okay. And,
yes.
And you're wanting to know about if you should move in that direction and do some, you know, work with people and get a job doing that or something?
I already am. But I am.
Okay. So let me tell you the cards I pulled. We need to go ahead and move along. But I pulled the partnership and alliance card, and I would say, yeah, you're in the right place with your healing, and you're going to have some fight. The second card was financial and material changes, and if you do pursue that, you'll start seeing some financial and material changes. And the last card was actually a nice card, rejoice and celebration. So it's kind of a completion card. So I would say, yeah, this, the partnership and alliances is what is coming to me. My guides and angels are saying that's you with your healing. And you're, you know, but it could be you with someone else. You might meet someone else that you go into business with. Or that you keep saying that you're doing it. Are you doing it with someone else, or are you just doing it by yourself?
Well, I'm doing it by myself, but I've just joined another network of products. Let's put it that way.
That's what that's about. And I'd say that you're in the right place, and it's going to turn. You're going to get, and it's going to turn out good for you. And we.
Awesome.
And we probably should go ahead and move on.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Chris and Linda. Thank you so much.
Okay,
thanks, Sandra. Don't forget,
many
get
blessings.
A hold of us.
I will.
If you'd like to join the Real Psychics Gone Wild room, you can get a hold of me there, too.
Okay, all right. I will, Linda. Yep, that would be great. Thank you so much.
Okay,
oh,
thank you.
Thank you so much.
And jewelry and digital downloads are not the only prizes Psychics Gone Wild gives away. We have a lot of amazing things. This depends on what we're giving away at the time. CDs, books, jewelry from other places. You name it, we got it. Readings, we give those away free sometimes too. Be sure to go to www.psychicsgonewild.com, use the Contact Us link, and put in for prizes. You just never know when somebody's going to pull your name from over there. But tonight, we are doing how many moons are in this episode. And while there's only one, it's being said many, many times. Count all the times we say moon, and then go over to www.facebook.com/groups facebook.com/wildpsychics. Join the group, put in your answer, and the one that gets it right on, the first one to get it, will win the crystal that's shaped like the crescent moon from Blue Moon Treasures. The ones that come in closest after that, time-wise or count-wise, will receive digital downloads of music from me, from other worlds. All right, so we're going to take one more very, very quick reading.
Okay.
Hi, 561, you're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. Can I get your name?
This is Lisa.
Okay, and what can we do for you?
I wanted just to see what you see about coming up for me, just in general for work and looks for place with.
Okay, I'm seeing a woman, excuse me, I'm seeing a woman in your life that's kind of giving you a bad time right now, someone you're not comfortable with, and she's got kind of a shadow side to her. Okay.
Yeah, my sister.
It means she's got a lot of issues, and it's telling me that you two are together right now for this specified period of time so that you can shine your light on her. And I'm also seeing that it's time for you to put on your warrior stuff and stand up for what it is you want, not to let people push you around. Chris?
Yeah, I am. That's right with what I pulled. I pulled the Deception Envy card first. And so yeah, that I'm sensing there's some people around you that you need to be careful about what you the stories you believe that they tell you, and but I also pull the spiritual strength that you do. You feel like are you pretty spiritually oriented and kind of drawn towards that?
Oh yeah.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. You can use that spiritual strength to help you kind of find your way kind of out of the negative energy that surrounds you. And I also pull the Stand Your Ground card. So you need to really stand your ground as you move up, as you do what you do. And use your insight, your intuition, the spiritual gifts that you've been given to kind of to understand the situation. And your intuition to kind of understand if you're being deceived or not, and move forward. And I'm seeing you moving into a much more spiritual place, which will bless you in the whole rest of your life. Michael's up there going, yeah, that would be good for you to get into a really spiritual place. It would really bless you.
Okay,
Lisa.
Thanks so much for calling, Lisa, and be sure to put in for prizes. And if you didn't hear all the show and everything that's going on with how to get those prizes from Blue Moon Treasures and PsychicsGoneWild.com, listen to it in the archives. Also count those moons. See how many there are. Well, Chris, we're running out of time here. We've got a little over 90 seconds. Why don't you tell everybody how they can get a hold of you?
Well, they can get a hold of me at intuitivechris.com at gmail, intuitivechris@gmail.com, and they can go to my website, www.intuitivechris.com. Now, I'm still working on my website, but if they wouldn't want to buy a reading from me, they can go to the web store and press the button there and make a payment to PayPal and I can get them in and get them reading. If they'll call me after they make the payment, we can do the reading.
Hey, great. And
okay.
You can find all of our psychics here on the show Monday through Friday. Be sure to hit that follow button up at the top of your episode screen there. That way you get all of the information for upcoming episodes right to your email inbox. And listen in the archives. Lots of interesting topics, and you will really enjoy all of our psychics. Find the one that resonates with you. Go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and schedule that personal one-on-one reading time with the psychic of your choice. Well, it's been a fabulous, fun show, and I'm just over the moon. How about you, Chris?
Yes, this is the Fabulous Food Show. I think I'm gonna. I'm not sure if I'm ascending or not. You know, with the music we were listening to, but it's been a great show, Linda.
So. Oh, it has. Thank you, Chris White. Thank you also, Lori C. Thank you, everybody that was listening in. Lori C. doing a fabulous job in the chat room. And we send you all love, light, healing, peace, unity, and moonlight. Until next time, tomorrow night, Psychics Gone Wild. Good night.